This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Front Range has missed another deadline to reduce ozone pollution. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, that means a federal crackdown is likely coming later this year.
As the summer heats up, it's clear Colorado doesn't have a handle on its ozone problem. That's thanks to a combination of high temperatures, wildfire smoke, and roads refilling after the pandemic. I'll help ozone form in the atmosphere. The state has already issued 27 health advisories due to Front Range ozone this year. The trend could also lead to more aggressive federal action. Air monitoring data show the Front Range has now officially missed an EPA deadline to meet a 2008 ozone standard. Experts think it'll lead the agency to downgrade the area's air quality status and force the state to regulate even smaller polluters. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado will build a statue to memorialize World War II Major General Maurice Rose. State lawmakers announced the project today. Rose, who was killed in combat in 1945, is said to be the highest-ranking Jewish soldier in U.S. history. He grew up in Denver and was also a veteran of the First World War. House Speaker Alec Garnett has helped pass a resolution approving the statue's construction.
This really is something that I think is going to help every generation of school-age kids who come and visit the Capitol.
The statue will stand at the newly renamed Lincoln Veterans Memorial Park across from the state capitol. And the Devil's Head Recreation Area south of Denver will be closed off to the public until December. Maintenance crews will renovate the destination's parking lot, trails, and lookout tower. U.S. Forest Service officials say the closure is in the interest of public safety. People across the country are calling for police to change their relationships with communities of color. And still ahead, we're going to look at how that conversation is playing out in one Denver neighborhood that's also experiencing rising crime.
So we have to be cautious, you know, the trust but verify rule, you know. So it's a difficult balancing act for the police. We know that, but that's their job.
That story ahead in about 10 minutes. For Denver, mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Right now in Boulder, 93 degrees. This is CPR News at 4:35.